with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we thought we would open up the audio vault and listen to a visit that we had with an old friend of ours as we talked Thanksgiving. It always warms the heart to hear us talk Thanksgiving with Marge, George's old swim coach. And this is brought to us by the good folks at The Ticket. It is Thanksgiving weekend, and an old friend of the show wanted to stop in and give us a happy Thanksgiving wish. Let's open the door and say good morning to George's old swim coach,
George.
Marge.
Hey, there's
okay,
my handsome little man.
I didn't swim in high school, and she was not my coach.
Hi, Marge.
My little George.
I'm fine.
Who is the non-George speaking to me at this moment?
Yeah, hi, my name's Craig.
Craig.
We've met
Craig.
1,000 times.
Well, George, I was just coming in to see if you had any big Thanksgiving plans.
Oh, you know, not huge plans, but yeah, we're going to my sister's
house.
Sounds
like you have room for one more.
You know, actually, I think we're full.
I haven't had a Thanksgiving meal with someone who cared about me since my third marriage when I was 19.
Oh, dear.
It's been so long.
Good to hear that.
Can I please come by your house, George, for Thanksgiving?
George. You know, I live a long way from Dallas.
I promise I'll stay outside to keep from offending your beautiful family's olfactory sensibilities. Let's face it, I smell like a blocked up creek.
Oh, gosh, Mark.
It's not pretty.
Oh. George, it's Thanksgiving. Welcome her in.
So I'll just wait outside the kitchen back door, and you can just kind of throw old turkey bones out, and I'll descend on them like a vampire meat free.
No, we're not going to do that. Why don't you just go someplace and have Thanksgiving?
As far as the beverage, don't put yourself out. Just any accessible garden hose will do.
Well, if you did come over to my house, we wouldn't do that. But
and
I don't
if
think
you see it
over.
In your heart, George, maybe introduce me to your beautiful wife.
Well, I'm sure you'll meet her at some point.
The woman who occupies the space in your bed where I should be.
Oh, okay.
God.
No,
it's so painful.
No. It just got really weird.
Yeah, that's just weird, Marge. We're just friends. We shouldn't talk.
I love
that.
Thanksgiving, George.
You do? Even though it sounds like a pretty sad time of year for
in
you.
In many
okay.
ways, it's my favorite holiday.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're wondering why the shirtless executioner with the black mask and the one-sided axe.
It had crossed my mind, what yes. I didn't want to bring it up.
Funny story.
Funny?
I have an old death sentence that caught up with me.
Well, that's weird.
But thank goodness he's given me till Friday.
Oh.
So I can make your party, George.
Oh, gosh.
Did you get that sentence during an international swim meet?
Hold on, I'm going bathroom.
What?
Oh, dear.
Go ahead. We're fine.
Okay. Gosh.
Oh, dear. Yes.
I don't even know where
I'm getting a whiff
about.
Of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's Marge.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's great to
Hold
see
on.
You.
Hold on.
Maybe the executioner can speed things up. Sir, could you
All
speed
right.
it up?
George, I'm going to take off now. I'll see you outside your kitchen door.
Okay. Back it up there and then head on out. All right. We'll see you, Marge. There she is, Marge, the swim coach. Marge, the swim coach, not my swim coach, but a swim coach.